Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you when you think you're about to. There is a word especially for you when you think you're about.
Welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you are listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be about our Father's business. Each and every week, we're being blessed to bring on ministries and programs and organizations that's making a difference in God's people. Oh, I loved it. I loved it because it was someone that told me about the power of God. And we love to just be able to shine a light on other ministries that's making a difference. But I would just like to take a moment here to thank the sponsor. This program is Beverly Beasley over at Granite Place. Beverly Beasley is the CEO, and Granite Place sponsors this program each and every week. And Granite Place have a name change. Now we're known as GP Ministry. So thank you for your support. You can go to our website, GrannyPlaceMinistry.org, and look at our website and be involved in what we'll do. You know, each and every week I come on here, I'm very passionate and I'm committed to the ministry. You know, today I'm going down to the juvenile ministry, and I'm going to share with those young men the same thing I share with those downtown at Luce Terry. And guess what? I'm going to share with them the same thing I share with them over at the Wilmer Hutchinson State Jail, that God loved them, God have great things for them, and God have a plan for each and every one of them. And speaking of that plan, we have a great woman of God that's going to come on here, and God touched her heart many years ago and told her some things to do. And guess what? She was faithful at it. Oh, my God. I love that, man. Faithfulness, you know. And right now, before we go any further, we'd just like to make an opportunity to introduce you this at this time, Karen. She's the founder of International Street Ministry, and we'd just like to welcome her aboard. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, Mr. Lewis. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited about your ministry. I was looking at the website. So please introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us about the ministry that God put to your hands to do.
I would love to do that. My name is Karen Dudley, and I'm the senior pastor and founder of the Dallas International Street Church. And we're located at 2706 2nd Avenue, right in the heart of the city in Dallas, Texas. So, you know, first of all, I would like to invite anybody that would like to put their hands to the plow to come and join us at Dallas International Street Church. We have church services every night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and two services on Sunday. And what we do, Minister Lewis, is we go to the highways and byways and pick them up, bring them in, have a church service, serve a hot meal, give out clothes if necessary. And from those services, God has blessed us to be able to have discipleship homes. We have a men's facility located in Coffin County, about 20 men in discipleship there. It's a year-long program. And we have a facility in Dallas, Texas for women. So, you know, it's just really all about restoring the person spiritually, physically, emotionally, and educationally. And, you know, how the Lord ministered to me to do this ministry is, you know, a person is so broken. You know, I used to be one of these people that I would drive down the street and I would see a person holding up a sign that says, homeless, will work for food, or whatever. And my first inclination was to, you know, why don't you just go get a job? And then the Lord blessed me. He gave me a huge measure of compassion, you know, really from the troubles that I went through, you know, as an adult. And when I got to know the people, this ministry was really birthed when I was ministering in the Dallas County Jail. And I used to go in every week and minister to the people. And there was a lady, and her name was Debbie. And I got to know Debbie because I kept seeing her come in the jail over and over and over. And one morning she came back into service, and I hadn't seen her for a while. But in getting to know Debbie, I got to know that she had the same hopes, dreams, desires, visions that I had. I got to know that she was a real person, but she had a disease called addiction. And she had spent 15 years of her life in the streets of Dallas, prostituting, crack cocaine, the whole thing. And, you know, I knew that God could heal her. And that morning when she came back into the jail service, you know, I just began to cry because I had gotten to know her mom and her family and her. And, you know, I just said at that moment, Lord, if you're real, I know that Debbie can be delivered. And it was so awesome how at that very moment, you know, in tears and love and compassion for Debbie, that the Lord gave me a vision to start an inner city church that would be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, he just put that in my spirit. And I know you know this as a minister, Minister Lewis, that when God deposits a seed in your spirit, when he's leading you, you can't get rid of it. So it took about, actually, I mean, you can't. I mean, it just burns.
Dude, that's so
spirit.
True. That's so true. That's why, yeah, I'm up this morning. That's why you up this morning. Speak on this.
Yes.
I love that.
And, you know, it was just, I mean, you just couldn't get rid of it. So I went around and started talking about that to everybody I knew. And I was actually on staff at a big church in Dallas, and they had allowed me to start a jail ministry and a street ministry. And I was in the midst of that at that time. And when God put that in my spirit to open an inner city church. And so, you know, I just began to think about it, and I continued what I was doing. And actually, it took about probably 3 or 4 years for me to ever have the courage to step out and go get that place in downtown Dallas that I ultimately did in 1997. Because, you know, I didn't have any money, and I didn't know anything about anything. You know, I had been pretty sheltered, you know, most of my life and until adulthood. And then, you know, I went through all sorts of crazy times that adults go through, or people go through, just everybody. And so, you know, I said, Lord, I don't know how to do this. And so when I finally had the courage to do it, I actually went to started really seriously driving around, you know, looking for a place. And there was this really awesome little place right across from the Dallas Public Library and Dallas City Hall, 420 South Irving. And there was a for lease sign in the window. And, you know, it just struck me that would be so perfect. But, you know, I just looked at it and I thought, Lord, I can't afford that. And so, you know, I started making a deal with God. You know how we do that. We say, if you'll do this, I'll do that. And so I
you're
said,
so right.
But, I know.
So true.
And, you know, I didn't have any resources really at all, and I was pretty much by myself. And so anyway, I made a deal. I said, God, if you'll provide 6 months' rent for that place, I'll know it's you, and I'll take it. Well, that very day, he provided the first and last month's rent. And so I called up the man, the landlord, and I said, what'll it take to get in that building? He did the first and last month's rent. So I just did it. And,
God is awesome, isn't he? God is.
Yeah.
Pastor Karen. Oh, that is so true. You know what? Me and you have a passion for this, and I see that God put your passion. He made it visible. You know, sometimes we have to walk out on faith. You know, God put things in our heart, but we can't see it. And as I hear you sharing your story, I see that you turned the invisible visible. That's what faith is all about. Now, tell me something. I'm looking at your website here. You have a something on your website that said the 5 basic needs. I do ministry, and my ministry is not more than just it's more than just praying for people and send them on their way. I try to get them resources and get them information they can use. You know, now we can't do nothing without giving to them. So tell me about these 5 basic needs. I know what they are, but sometimes we kind of get a little dull in our senses, and we need to go over these things from time to time.
Actually, we got these from Maslow's basic hierarchy of needs. And, you know, we just began to look at the people and the people that are broken, that are so desperately broken, have got to be healed in every area. And we start, of course, with the basic one, which is the physiological needs, which is food, water, warmth, and rest. And
yes,
everybody has to have that. And we do that by bringing the people in and feeding them and, you know, just loving them and a place of safety. And so when we begin to build that kind of trust, because we've been there for 17 years, and so we really have become a very vital part of the inner city community. And so, you know, our place is a place that really basically is open 24 hours a day. I mean, they can come there in the day hour, and our sanctuary is usually in the day hour half full of people that are just broken and tired and weary, and they just need a place to be. And, you know, they may have come from a dumpster or come from under the bridge or wherever. But, you know, we do not put any stipulations or requirements on them, because I just wanted to have a place of love and a place of safety. So that's the first thing we minister to. And, you know, actually that carries over into the night, because then we have our service at nighttime. And there's no requirement for people. They don't have to show anything. They just come there, and they know they can come there and eat, and they can come there and rest. So we meet that physiological need through just being available, really. And the next point is the safety needs. We have people coming in that are fearful. I mean, of course, we've had women that have come in that's running from her pimp, or, you know, just needing a place to be. And so when they come there, they feel safe. And I want them to feel safe. I want them to know that they are perfectly made in the image of God, and that they are so important. You know, no, I've had people come down, minister, and want to do something, and all of a sudden, you know, they get this little judgmental spirit, like, they ought to be doing that. Oh, no, they can't. You know, they can't.
Been
do
there,
that.
Done that. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, go right ahead, because these are some things that people need to hear. We go over, because as we do ministry, Pastor, sometimes that we've been asked and challenged, why are you doing so much? Why are you doing this and why are you doing that? I remember that I would mention to people, and I would bring them to my local assembly, and they was kind of dirty, and they wasn't presentable in the fashion the way we see them. And they said, why? I said, because we got to start somewhere. And as they go to church, and as they be around other members and being restored, you can see a change. It's kind of like a rose. That rose is closed, but as the more they get more nourishment, more care, in a safe environment, that rose started opening up. And I see that with your ministry, and I'm looking at the template here, and I see the men's, how they smile, and I see the women's, and what you're doing is a blessing. So go ahead and finish telling me about these five basic needs, and then we got a phone line we're going to open up and have some questions presented to you regarding your program.
Okay, there's one thing I'd like to add about that coming in. When I was on staff at a big church, I mean, and I understand the thinking, but looking back, it was a disservice. When we would bring people in, I'd bring about 100 people into this this place, you know, for a service. And, you know, every time somebody go to the restroom, you know, they had security all over the place, and all the people had to sit in a certain place. And you know what? Looking back on that, I feel I'm remorseful and repentant of that, because, you know what? I mean, I understand these people, you know, that we bring in are broken, and they do whatever they have to do to live. But still, you know, I don't want anybody to ever feel less than because they're important. So,
yes.
You know, I don't put that kind of stipulation on them. But, you know, the next thing is belonging and love needs. I mean, everybody needs to be loved. Everybody needs to feel that, you know, first of all, they've got to begin to love themselves. They've got to know that God loves them, regardless of what they've done or where they've been. God loves them. And a lot of them come in with broken hearts, and, you know, they're disappointed, and they're walking around in a spirit of condemnation, guilt, and fear. And, you know, you got to break through that thing and let them know that Jesus died on the cross, that they didn't have to carry that guilt and condemnation. They have been set free. So, you know, we just really try to instill how much they're loved. And, you know, we're his arms and we're his mouth. And so we try to love them however we can. And then, of course, they have esteem needs. They feel, I mean, men, the men have really touched my heart, because Satan has done a number on us. He's taken the men out of the homes, which has torn up the family. And so I'm really, 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 we have so many more men than we have women. And so we're really, you know, we really focus on the men. They have got to be restored. They've got to get back to their children. They've got to get back to their families. And, you know, the Bible says in the last days he will cause the hearts of the fathers to return to the children. And so, you know, we really have to instill in them because they feel, I mean, they're so broken, you know. It's just heart-wrenching to me. And one of the most heart-wrenching things to me is a man will open his billfold and there's nothing in it. And, you know, that just breaks my heart because, you know, I just want them to know how much that who they are. They're that spiritual head, and Satan has just torn them up. And so we just want to restore them and let them know Jesus loves them so much, and they can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens them. So we really focus on, you know, restoring the men back to their families. And, you know, the last point of this hierarchy thing is the self-actualization, and that's achieving one's full potential, including creative activities. And, you know, one thing that we have a difficulty sometimes is most of our people have felonies, and they've come out of prison or, you know, wherever they've come from, and it's difficult for them to get employed. And, you know, once they complete our program, which is a year program, you know, they're ready to go, and they get, you know, we're working with the city of Dallas on the housing, and they get their voucher. And one thing we've just experienced this week, we have a couple people that have graduated, and they've gotten vouchers for housing, and, you know, they're ready to go to work. Actually, one guy is working right now, but, and then they go to these places, and they go to their records, and, oh, no, we can't take you. And so, you know, we're really working on getting some transitional housing of our own. And my heart is to really take some houses that are abandoned down where we are, and we've got guys that can build them. You know what? When they graduate, I want to be able to give them a house. You know,
yes.
I want to do that. And
oh,
you know, just,
that's great.
I mean, we can restore in Jesus' name. So that's what we're trying to do, Minister, and it I'm just very thankful that you have had me on your show this morning. And I would invite anybody that wants to really plant a seed. You know, I was speaking to a friend of mine, Dr. LaDonna Osborne with T.L. Osborne Ministry in Tulsa, and I was talking about money. And she said, Karen, money and ministry go together. There's the giver and there's the doer. And, you know, the giver gets the same reward as the doer. So I encourage people, come on, plant a seed. These people are worth it. So, I mean,
yes,
I could go on for commercials all night.
I know. You know what they are? And that's one thing that's hard for me. And God always meets our need in financial. But it's hard for me to ask for money because I also think people ought to see the need. And I'm praying that God allows me to be able to go before people to make presentation regarding the things that we need. But God meet our needs. As we go through the ministry and we need certain things, God open doors up. And I know that if he do it just what you want to do it, how much more if you go out and petition people to support what you're doing? Because our motto is help change a life. You know, you can't do that apart from God. You know, as men and women are being restored, their lives are being changed. My life was changed. Karen, I was addicted to drugs. I grew up in South Dallas. I know what those streets are all about. And then when God changed my life. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, I lived on the street. I stayed under the bridge. I stayed in the Union Gospel. I stayed outreach on the barrio. I stayed there.
Yeah.
And God sent me all these places. I said, God, why are you doing this to me? And little did I know that he was going to send me these places so I could have a passion. I could go in and out of these places and knowing that God can restore because he's no respecting person. And I love that.
Nice.
I love it because it gives you the boldness to go. You can talk to someone. And I share with a guy, hey, man, I've been homeless for 3-4 years. He, man, I've been this way for 20 years. And my heart went out. I said, brother, you don't have to live like this. There's places and programs that can restore you. But like you said, that's that fear factor. Sometimes we're scared of failing. We're scared of failing. That's where that self-esteem comes in at. Brother, you can do this. Yes, you may mess up, but guess what? Great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Thank you for what you're doing. Hey, I want to take a moment here. We have a phone line, and we're going to get some callers in here. And then I also have my co-hostess on the line here, Brother Daniel, and he had been listening in, and he just wanted to just say a few words to you. Good morning, Brother Daniel. You're on the net. Brother Daniel.
Hello, Daniel.
Good morning there. We got Pastor Karen on the line there. And so what a great topic we had and great conversation regarding the ministry in which she's a part of. Amen. We lost our caller there, Minister Karen, so we're just going to continue to pick this up. Now, tell us now, what are the qualifications to get involved in your ministry? Because I see you got a school and you have a lot of other activities. What, is there a cost involved?
Oh, no, there's not.
I'm glad to hear you. I wanted you to say that.
Pardon?
No,
no,
I wanted
cost.
You to say
that's
that. Go ahead.
You just have to have a desire to get well. And, you know, you said something very true, that a lot of people are afraid of change and a fear of failure. But what I see also, fear of success.
You know,
they feel they can do it. They're comfortable. Very difficult to bring somebody out of their comfort zone of things that they're used to for 10 or 15 years on the street. And they become a way of life. I think that's even an addiction, really. And, you know, I just want to show them a better way. And it really, it doesn't cost anything. All they have to do is come to our church, you know, 2706 Second Avenue, and they have to show a desire. And most of them, I mean, almost everybody that comes in, I mean, God has a way of getting our attention. They are totally broken. And when they come in, you know, they may have been on the verge of suicide. We have one young man that was getting ready to jump over the I-30 bridge. And he prayed. He said, God, if you're real, you need to stop me from this. And the next thing he knew, he was standing in our door at the Dallas International Street Church. And he just completed our year program. He's actually engaged to be married. And, you know, he's getting his housing. And, you know, he's up for a job, you know. So it's just exciting what God does. And he's no respecter of person. I mean, anybody, anybody is available to come and seek help. And, you know, of course, we talk with them and really discern if they're seriousness. And most of them are serious. Some just come to rest, and that's okay.
I'm glad you said that, because we have to talk to them and have a discerning spirit, because we realize, I'm telling you a secret, we realize everyone don't want this, but we don't want to deny anybody an opportunity. As I help people, I know some people don't want to be helped. Some people just want to get what they can. But guess what? I was like that one time. I went to a place I didn't want no help. I was just going there to impress some people to get restored for a moment. And so I see myself embedded in those. But guess what? Some people want to get out. And those people are going to work very hard, and they're looking for an opportunity. We have our caller back on the line here. We're going to take a moment and bring them in, and then we'll get back with you. I want to wrap this segment of our program up with you encouraging us to be strong in the Lord. Good morning, Brother Daniel.
Good morning, Reverend Lewis.
Good morning. We have Minister Karen on the line here. She's giving us some great information regarding her ministry, International Street Ministry.
Good morning.
Yes, yes. I heard a lot about her. How you doing, Mr. Karen? Can you tell us some of the pitfalls and some of the shortcuts you have to do in order to establish your street ministry? Because I know that starting a ministry like this is real. Maybe it's tedious. But at the same time, when God tells you to do something and you do it, you see all your rewards that you're getting, and it seems to be a never-ending, enjoyable struggle. You know what I'm saying? After all the, you know, the negative things, and most of the people at the, I can say this, the city council members and stuff like that, that basically, you know, I've been living in Dallas about 40, 50 years, all my life, really. And I have seen them do some terrible things to some of the people that's living under these bridges. They tear their homes down. They force them into one place. They keep saying that, you know, like they don't have time, really, to help these people, you know. But basically, I need to know, where did your struggle begin at?
Struggle in the beginning? Is that what you said, sir? I want to tell you something. Nobody knows more than me that this is totally not me. It is totally God. And all I did was open the door. And all I did was kept going. And that's all it takes. I mean, if I'd waited till I had everything I needed, I never would have done it. And
amen.
It has been it's been a wonderful journey. It's been really hard, and it's heart-wrenching. It's a heart-wrenching ministry. But the only thing that I tell people, just be faithful. Man, he will provide everything you need. If he's deposited something in your heart, do it. And just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. And he'll provide. I mean, I never have enough money, believe it. But you know what? He always provides. And I'm thankful.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Brother Daniel, for that query. Man, before we get out of here, Pastor Karen, I want you to give us some things that you may have on the calendar for this month. You can just share some things that are coming up. And maybe our listening audience will want to be a part of what you're doing.
Well, like I said, Minister Lewis, we have church every night. You know, our special things come from time to time. For instance, on Good Friday, we'll be having a march down. Last year we went down R.B. Cullum, down to Fitzhugh, down 2nd Avenue, carrying crosses. We had about 50 people with crosses, and, you know, one lady was just, she just started crying. She thought it was Jesus. You know, he carries a cross. But,
amen.
You know, and then on Sunday, Resurrection Day, you know, we'll be having our service, plus we're going to be doing an outreach with Jesus One Live, and so those are some things, special things that are coming up. Then we're also doing a play on Jesus, March 27th. So, you know, if they can check our website, it will be updated shortly with all of our activities, and that's KarenDudleyMinistries.org. And I just encourage anybody, you know, if you want to plant a seed, we always need money. You want to mentor, you want to come down and serve. You know, if you're sold out to Jesus, we invite you to bring a word. And, you know, it's just, there's a lot of opportunity for ministry. So anybody that wants to minister, please get in touch with me or go to my website, send me an email. It's on the website. And I just thank you so much for this opportunity, Minister Lord.
No, I thank you. You know, me and Charlie, you know, Charlie introduced me to you by phone, and I meet with him every Thursday over at the Hutchinson State Jail, and I've been knowing Charlie for 5-6 years now, and Charlie's totally sold out. He always told me about the ministry. He said, yeah, I'm a part of this ministry, $5,000, and we talk once a week, and he said, hey, you need to invite Karen onto the program, and as I called you, our soul just kind of united there because we had that same passion. And
yeah.
I want to encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. I want to encourage you that the best is yet to come. Lives are being restored. That's the theme of our program, Help Change a Life. I love that because someone changed my life. When I was down and out, short story, I got kicked out at the bottom of my rope, and I was walking the street, and this man came up beside me, an image of a man, and we got to talking, and I told him, hey, I'm addicted to drugs. I'm homeless. I ain't got no place to go. I ain't never lived like this. He said, you know, the way you're going is a place called a Welcome House. It's a couple of blocks up here. I said, I don't know how to live like that. And he said, I haven't been there a time or two. And he walked me to the place, and he talked to the intaker for me. But he told me, he said, man, he's going to give you a room for a night, but you're not to stay here. And I just thought about that. I said, how can this brother tell me? He's like, he's homeless, and he's telling me don't stay here. That was the beginning of my journey. Throughout my journey, people that constantly, God has dispatched angels. And guess what? God's doing that right today. As angels are being dispatched, sending people to you, and you've been an angel in people's lives. I think about that, so, and I said, this man saw me, and God had saw my need, and he walked with me.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, this is not what you're all about. You're more to, but then that man told me one thing. I wasn't studying the Bible. He said, but when you get out of this, you tell somebody else. I said, what? When I get out of there, like, do you know where I'm at? You know how long I've been in this thing? He said, when you get out of this. And Karen, and that's what you're telling people. You're going to get out of this situation. You don't see it now, but you ain't going to always be homeless, addicted to drugs, or in an abusive situation. You're giving them hope, and not hope to just hope that fades away, but hope that lasts eternal. And that's come from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, God bless you,
and
thank you so much.
You know what? This is our show at Archive. We're looking forward to having you to be on here again. You can go back and play this show and encourage yourself and encourage your staff. that God is truly up to something in your ministry. And I know that hearts are being changed in Dallas. I know. I lived over there, and I know that people's lives are being drastically changed in the name of Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you, and God bless you.
Well, God bless you. You have a great day in the Lord, and we'll be talking soon.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 What a great interview we had there. Hey, what a great interview that we had with Pastor Karen, that with International Street Ministry located in the South Dallas area. Brother Daniel was on the line. He asked her a very powerful question. Brother Daniel.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, that was a great question that you asked Pastor Karen, man. And, you know, Brother Daniel, this is what this ministry is all about, man, helping change lives, restoring lives in Jesus' name. Amen. And as we get ready to bring our next guest on here, we're excited about what God is doing in the life of the believer. I would like to encourage you to call into this program. That number is 310-982-4126. Again, that number is 310-982-4126. You too can come on and be a part of the program. We're getting ready to make this transition to our next segment of our program here. And so we're going to get this young man here a call here, and he's going to come right on. He's very powerful in the Lord, and so we want him to come on and encourage us in the name of Jesus. And we would just like you to just go back to our archive section and be and look at what we're doing in for the Christ, not what we're doing, but what God is doing with different ministries that come on, and that you can be a part of these ministries here. We cover a wide range of topics. We have men and women that are sold out for our Lord and Savior. Amen. And now we're going to ready to bring our next guest on. He's on the line right now. We're going to bring him on, and we're going to be encouraged in the Lord. Good morning. You on the net? Okay, our next guest isn't on there yet, so we just wait just one moment here, and he'll be coming on here shortly. So we got him coming right up here. Here we are right now. He's on right now. Good morning, sir. You on the net? Minister Johnson.
Hello?
Mr. Johnson, you're on the net. Good morning.
Hello?
Mr. Johnson. Yes, I'm here. Mr. Johnson.
It's Daniel.
Oh, Brother Daniel. Okay, Brother Daniel. We're waiting on our next caller.
Yeah,
to come
I had a little glitch today. I mean, we had a long time of phone glitches happen to me today. Yes, that was an exciting interview you gave by Ms. Karen this while ago.
Yes, I tell you what, we got our guests on the line right now, so we're going to bring, yeah, that was exciting. We're going to follow up on that, Brother Dan, and our guests coming in, we're going to bring you right in, okay? We want you to be a part of this topic, okay?
All right, all right.
Good morning, Pastor Johnson. You on the net?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I got you. God bless you. Thank you for calling in.
All right. For a minute there, I didn't know what was going on.
Well, welcome to our internet program here. You're on Free on the Inside, and I want to thank you in advance for calling in and tell us about the freedom that comes from our Lord and Savior and His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, last week I had an opportunity to meet you, and we were at a men's breakfast, and it was quite a bit of young men out there, and we had a lawyer that was on the program, and we had a community activist on the program, and we had a mentor, a life skill for young people on the program, and you and me were on the program. So will you share with us your experience of being a part of a setting like that after you introduce yourself?
Well, yes, again, my name is Minister Johnson, and I'm minister over at a Great Apostolic Tabernacle over off Peachtree and Elam in Box Springs, Texas, up under Pastor Andrew Ames. And I did have a great opportunity to come out and, you know, share with the men and the young men over at Gethsemane Baptist Church, you know, and it was a great opportunity, and the gentleman that they had on schedule was awesome, you know. And just mainly, you know, just wanted to share with the young men and share with the crowd, you know, and the topic was about prayer, you know, and how important foundationing prayer is, you know. And I know that the young lady was talking ahead of me, and a young man came on, and he was talking about types of struggles. And I know that, you know, I listened to your testimony, and I was kind of thinking, and I said, you know, I was going through some similar things that everybody else was going through. And I knew that there was one thing that I needed to return to because, you know, I, you know, grew up in the inner city of Dallas in the housing projects, you know, and single parent, you know, and went to school, graduated, went off to Job Corps, you know, got into the military, left the military, came back, running the streets. Someone came and told me about a ministry as well, Victory Fellowship Ministry, which was run by Freddie Garcia and Nympha Garcia. And I joined their program, and I initially wound up going to San Antonio, Texas, to be a part of their schooling. I finished their course and came back to Dallas, and then I started attending Criswell Bible College. And then me and a couple of other ministers started a church called Trinity Community Baptist Church. Then I kind of went on from there and got back over to the Church of God in Christ and served there for a while. And now, again, like I said, I'm up under Pastor Ames over at Great Apostolic Tabernacle. But at the same time, I do minister and train other ministers, and I work with other deacons in other churches, you know. And that's pretty much where I am now, and I'm also in the process of starting a ministry called Foundation in Christ Ministry. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, sir. I'm sorry, I had another call on the line. Now, as you were sharing a while ago, now I want you to realize that you know, prayer does change this thing. We have our co-host on the line right now, and he's going to chime in on this. Brother Daniel.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. There, we got Minister Johnson on the line right there. Based on what he just shared, which we want you to echo off of what he just talked about, because we know that prayer changes things.
Amen, amen. I'd like to talk to Dr. Reverend Johnson.
Well, he's on the line now, brother.
How you doing, Brother Daniel?
How you doing? You tell me you've been to the military. You do anything in the military with the
church? Well, no, you know, when you're in military, you might just go to chapel and things of that nature, but, you know, I never stayed there long enough to be pursued, you know, being a chapel or anything of that nature, you know.
Amen. I met a guy last week, said he went to Afghanistan last week for two tours, and he was a chaplain, man, you know, and that's a... Boy, with all this stuff was happening, and being a man of God and around all that turmoil, that's a powerful thing, because what's happening nowadays with everything around the world, and basically, when you get a call and that said, basically what I want to ask you, how do you basically know when God calls you to the ministry? That's what I want to ask you, Reverend Johnson.
Well, you have a passion for people. There's a very strong passion to see people's lives changed. And, you know, like most of us, we grew up in church. We come up in the church, our grandmother, our aunt, or someone introduced us to Christ. And while we were in church, we seen something that changed someone's life that we could relate to. And that seed was planted. And once that seed was planted, no matter how trials came into our lives, there was always a hunger there. A hunger to be, you know what, in relationship with that God that they were talking about, you know. So whether you were going through trials or whether you were just sitting at home, you could feel him tugging at your heart. So that seed is always there. It's up to you to choose. So when you read, you know, in the book of Romans 10:17, that faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, that faith in which, you know, you've seen him change people's lives, you want that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That's a great question there. Thank you there for your comments. And you know, Reverend Johnson, as we were down there, man, and you know, it was a blessing to see the young men and the visions that the young men had, man. You know, I do jail ministry, I do juvenile ministry. Our young men in the juvenile have those same vision, but I like to see the young men that are actually working in that. You know, it's different between saying what you want to do and actually doing what you say you're going to do. That's what that faith come in at. I could tell you I want to be a mechanic, but if I don't go to school and make no effort, you know what I'm saying? It don't mean anything. And that's what this our Christian way and walk and lifestyle is all about. Putting into action the things that God put to your hands to do. Like you say, you have that burning desire, that passion. It don't do any good to say you got that passion and not work towards that goal. Amen.
Well, yeah, amen. And, you know, Brother Lewis, see, we've been deceived by people telling us practice makes perfect. See, if I go out and I practice something that someone taught me, that they learn from a shade tree mechanic, and I tell you this is the way it goes, and I'm constantly practicing and practicing at it, and I think that I'm perfect. That's not right. Practice perfect makes perfect. I have to go and be up under something that, you know what, is tried and true. See, the Word of God is perfect. So if I get off into the Word of God and I practice it, it's going to be perfect because I'm going to become perfect because the Word of God is perfect. But if I go out and practice something that is not perfect, and I'm thinking I'm becoming perfect at it, I'm just really wasting my time. And so them young men, they have visions. They have visions and they have goals. And in order to attain those goals, they're going to have to go out and they're going to have to, you know, face, you know, those instructors. They're going to have to, you know, stand before those hard teachers and take that time to study. Ain't no shortcuts. You know, and that's what's wrong with a lot of us. We want a shortcut to obtain the things that God has for us, you know.
Yeah.
And that is so true. That is so true. You know, and as you do that, I see that we're being challenged at every turn, but we know that we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. You know, Pastor, you know, Ben, you was talking at the table at the men's conference at a breakfast, and we got to find out that I was crossed at one time or another. But it's amazing how God has brought us back together. Our path crossed again, but in a different setting. Don't tell me it's nothing too hard for God, you know. And so it was encouraging to see you doing what you do, because it allowed me to continue to do what I do for the Lord. And I know that as men see you, and as women that experience the presence of God in your life, that they've been restored.
Amen. You know, that's kind of remembering when Paul, the man of encouragement, had John Mark with him, and they had to get rid of John Mark because John Mark wasn't ready.
Huh? Well, yes.
Yeah, you know, Barnabas. Yeah, it was Paul and Barnabas. They had, you know, John Mark with them, but he wasn't ready, so, you know, Paul told him, say, man, we need to send this young man away. But later on, we find out that, you know, Paul sent for him because he said, I need him. And when you and I are growing up in life, we may cross paths. We might see each other. We might sit and talk. But God is already planting the seed for the future. See, we can't see what God has ahead. So although you and I are both running the streets, we might talk to each other, say, hi, what's up, and just constantly bump into each other. But then later on in life, God places us in the same room, doing the same thing, preaching the same gospel, planting the same seed. And now look at us. We're both on the airways preaching and sharing God's message of how he can change your life.
Oh, that is so true. That is so true. And, you know, that's the thing with our program, Help Change Your Life. I love that. I love that. Because let me tell you a secret. Someone changed my life by telling me about the gospel. Not just one time, not two times, but many, many times. And I love that for one plants and one waters. But God and only God get the increase. I have a sense that as you go out, you're sharing the gospel. You're planting seeds. You're watering seeds. But as we look back over the day, God is the one that gets the increase. I thank you for being bold enough, for being courageous enough to get up on a Saturday morning and share the gospel with men and women that don't think about it right now, but later on they say, well, good for me to hear the man of God share some things that encourage me.
Well, you know, I want to thank you also because, you believe it or not, you know, by you inviting me on your show, I was sharing with another deacon friend of mine. And he was like, what? You're going to be on the internet radio? He said, oh, well, if you want to be out there, I'm going to put you out there. And now he's got this young man who's a minister up in Kansas who has a network, you know, and he's looking to put some young men on his radio station. And so the doors have begun to open up, you know. You know, we pray in life to be used by God. And when that time comes, you know, you have to be ready. You kind of got to be like Peter and step out that boat. And a lot of times we be, you know, we don't have that courage. We don't have that boldness. And so now we have to pray and ask God to give us that courage and that boldness. We don't know the outcome of how it's going to be, but when we step out, we begin to see lives change because there's ripples. You know, everybody's affected by what you do and say in life.
And that's so true. That is so true. You know, we never know the path that God have chosen, but you got to have that boldness. And I go out and do ministry. I do quite a bit of ministry. And I don't like to tell people, because sometimes you say, man, why you do so much? Because I don't know why. God opened the door, and God looking for faithful men. We never know. Can you say no to God? Because guess what? If God put it on your heart, he's going to continue to bring it forth to your ass, Jonah. You can't say no to God. And, so that, and guess what? Minister, I learned that the ministry that God puts in your hands to do, it's not stressful. It may be some ups and downs, but it's not stressful, because God is never going to put no more on you than you can bear. When I was growing up, I used to hear about guys that have 3 or 4 churches and they running back and forth. And people say, why? Well, guess what? They did it to the glory of God. We don't know how long our season is, but work your season while you have a chance. Because night coming and no man can work. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, you know, and that amazes me that, you know, you said that, because a lot of people say that this Christian walk is hard. You know, when you read the book of Psalms, I mean, the book of Proverbs, Solomon tells us that the way of a sinner is hard. You know, I was just sharing with my daughter the other day. I said, people always talk about going to church is hard. I said, no, being a sinner is hard. I said, you've never done this, but when I first tried to smoke a cigarette, I puffed it, and man, I coughed, and it burned my throat, and people laughed at me, and they said, no, this is how you do it, you know, and then if you try to drink, you start drinking, before you know it, you're throwing up, and you're all over the floor, you know, the way of a sinner is hard, you know, but the thing that God has to do for us to show, all we got to do is go down to the altar and do what Acts 2 and 38 said. It would confess, be baptized, in Jesus' name, he will give us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Once you have the Holy Spirit, everything you want to do, and that is going to be done. He tells us in John 14 and John 16:23, whatever we ask in his name, he'll do. So all we got to do is be willing vessels.
Oh, that is so true. Brother Daniel, what do you think about that?
Yeah, you have to know when the Spirit's called you ought to do what you're doing. Also, too, you know, just walking around in a daze every day trying to figure out what God is telling you to do. But I believe that when God speaks to you, he speaks to another person also to get it reconfirmed. You know what I'm saying? The Word of God goes everywhere. It's not only in one place. It's everywhere. So when one person speaks the word on your life, probably sooner or later, or next day or next week, that message will be reconfirmed by another minister telling you the same thing that God has already spoken into your mind. Amen.
And that's so true. I see. That's just confirm that word that has been spoken into you. And that is so true, that because how God have confirmed things in each one of our lives that being Christians. Sometimes it takes a while before it sells. I think so much I do jail ministry here, Pastor, if you give me a moment, in Hebrews 4:2. And they say, hey, guess what? You heard the word just like we did, but it didn't profit you anything because you did not have it mixed with faith. And I share with those young men that the Bible going to do what it says it's going to do, but you got to mix your faith in with the word of God. Because Jesus asked people, do you believe I could do that? Do you want to be made whole? And, you know, and I got to thinking about a bag of cement. A bag of cement comes in a powder form. It's going to do what it says it's going to do. But you got to mix that bag with something to get those chemicals activated. We got to mix the word of God with faith and faith with the word of God to get it energized, to get it working. Because we can do all things through Christ. You know what I'm saying? And so I think about that in my own life. So as we go out and do our daily activity and we're walking on pavement, and that's considered to be our faith there. Our faith is able to withstand the struggles of life. We're walking above the situation, not beneath it. We're more than conquerors. Now, Pastor, we're getting ready to get out of here. I got another guest that's coming on. And, you know, we got a men's conference coming up in April the 25th. I would like to invite you over, provided that you have scheduled. Okay, and let you come on over.
Oh, man, that'll be outstanding.
Yes.
That would be great.
Yeah, that sounds great. Brother Daniel, why don't you go ahead and say something to him? We're getting ready to wrap this up to our guests.
Reverend Lewis, I'd like to meet you one day. So my name is Deacon Richard Daniel. And get my number and everything from Mr. Lewis, and we'll talk one day. I'm also go together in the street ministry, and now I'm a member of New Breed Church over in Oak Cliff.
Yes. Brother Daniel.
Yes.
Hello? Okay, then, great. I'm sorry, man. I've got another guest that's coming in, so please forgive me. We're going to edit all this here out, okay, the little gaps that we got in the program. Minister Johnson, thank you for coming on. And I have some other people that's coming up, and I'm afraid I have to answer another line. And so please forgive me for my, you know, not being prompt with the response that you're giving me. Also, Brother Daniel. Minister Johnson, we're ready to get out of here. I want you to give us a little breath prayer to give God glory, to thank him for what we're doing. And again, our men's conference is coming up. We have a guest that's going to be part of the conference. If you have an opportunity, hold on, and I want you to hear some things that he's going to present. And I want you to encourage some men to come on out, because God is truly up to something in this day and time. Amen?
Amen. Did you want me to say a prayer?
Yes, sir.
Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you this morning. Lord, we want to thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we pray and ask, Lord, that your anointing, your word, Father God, went out and did what it is supposed to do. Lord, you know that your word said that it was not returned void. Father, I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there were lives touched and changed, oh God. And Lord, if there's anyone that is in need of prayer, Father God, if there's anyone in need of salvation, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would send someone, Lord, to bring them into the house of God, Father God. Lord, that they may be able to receive the anointing, the forgiveness, Father God, for the remission of their sins, oh Lord. Lord, I want to pray for Brother Daniel and Brother Lewis, oh God, that you will continue, Lord, to anoint their hands and their ministry and this year's station. In Jesus' name, bless our listeners. Amen.
Hey, man, God bless you, that Reverend. Hey, you know what? We're going to talk again. I want you to come back again and give us an update on what God is doing with you. But hold on. I want you to hear our next guest. He's a part of our men's conference coming up here, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord. This is our seventh year of doing a men's conference, but we're doing it on a different scale this year, and we would like for you to be a part of it.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. So
yes,
the next guest that you hear now will be Eric. Eric is a part of what we're doing for our men's conference. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. I'm just glad to be able to be part of the radio station. I just wanted to call in to let everybody know about our men's conference. And not just men, but if someone else wants to come, I know people say, can women come? They don't just cook. They come sometimes and listen. So I wanted to tell everybody when it was once again. It's April 25th. And it's from 9 to 12:30 p.m. at First Free Will Baptist Church. And that's 1415 West Wheatland Road, Duncanville, Texas, 75116. And, of course, Pastor Richard Terry. And we're going to have some workshops that people can listen to and come and get some solid information, not just for of course, it's going to be spiritual, but it's also going to be workshops to give people knowledge because, you know, our people perish for the lack of knowledge. And it's not just the scriptural knowledge, but it's also knowledge to understand what God wants us to do.
Amen, amen. And Eric is a part of that workshop that he's putting together a program. He's going to present something on finances. And so Eric is a finance guru, and he's going to share with us. What can the men expect, Eric, if they sit in on your class or your workshop?
We're going to talk about how to move forward on their investments, how to make their money work for them, not just, you know, live from day to day, but how to save and how to work forward and make money. One of the things we also do is we'll talk about compound interest.
Okay, we seem to have some phone difficulties here, but Eric is going to share with us some things about how to make your money work for you. The type of his workshop is going to say, God and my money. Amen. Right. You know, it's God's money, but, you know, we want to see how it works because, you know, our father owned the cattle of 1,000 hills, and he gave it to us, and we want us to be good stewards of the resources that's available for us. Now, Eric, Now, this isn't your first time being a part of our men's breakfast. Tell us about your past experience and how, what a joy it's been for you to be a part of what we're doing. This is the first time you're actually going to be facilitating or hosting a workshop. But in the past, you've been sitting in. Now, tell us about some of those things that you experienced.
Well, it's always been extremely insightful. I've employed meeting the people who want was important for the people that are not on network. Men come together by Christ.
Amen, amen. You know, Eric, we got a bad connection today here, so we're going to have to bring you back on again. But before we get out of this, before we end this part of our interview, tell us again what you're going to be doing and what the men can expect. Let's see, can we make it audible this time?
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about the financial opportunities, investments, and growing one's money.
Okay, Eric, I'm afraid we're missing out on our list, brother. I don't know. We may be in a bad spot, or who knows? Could be the weather. But either way, we're going to do it again, okay? So God bless you. We're going to pass this on to Brother Daniel. And I tell you what, Eric, we're going to bring you back on again, okay? Because we definitely want to do a follow-up on this here. And we'll have a better line of communication. All right. God bless you. Amen.
God bless
you. Brother Daniel.
Okay, Remus.
Yes. We had a bad phone line that with Eric. And Eric is going to be our financial advisor at our workshop here. Eric has went to school. He's a financial counselor, and he knows about the money market and investment. And I think our men ought to be restored. We got several people there. We got brothers there that's going to be talking about jobs and training and reentry programs and the jobs and the thing that's available free of charge. We're going to have a former professional basketball player there talking about being victorious in Christ Jesus. What's next? You know, after you done had all the things that the world had to offer, you find yourself still having a void in your life. How can you manage those things in the Word of God? Amen. And then we're having someone there that's a music. He have a music studio. And he's a professional musician, and he's going to come and he's going to share with us praising God with the gift that you have. Sometimes we feel like we have nothing to bring to the table, but we all are instruments and for the glory of God. So we want to bring those to the forefront. We want to encourage everyone else to come on out. And, of course, we're going to have good food. Amen. And this year we're doing conference workshop, because as we share with men, each year they said, man, you know, we need to break these things down. I like what one speaker said. I like what one speaker said, and we need to break this thing down. Guess what? God heard you, and he answered your prayer. So, brothers, come on out and be a part of something that's bigger than yourself and experience the presence of God. Brother Daniel, we're getting ready to get out of here, brother. I want to thank you for being a part of this program, but you make the show what it is today. Share with us in as few words as possible what God is up to in your life.
Well, Reverend Lewis, I'm having a positive things happening to me in my life. You know, I'm currently going to school to be MIT class for my deaconship, get my license. I mean, I know you can attest to that right now, you know, because you did that first. And you kind of like my mentor, Reverend Lewis. I'm, you know, even though I'm older than you, but I still kind of admire you a lot, man. You know, because like you told Sister Karen a while ago about your past, I'm quite familiar with what you was talking to her about, and I can attest to a whole lot of things you said because I was there with you and I saw a lot of you know.
You was there with me, man. You know what? That's why I admire about you, man. You saw me, man, my worst end, but you didn't run out for me. You didn't put me down. You didn't encourage me. You were just there. That's what friends are. You know, when Job had his friend, they came down and they just sit by him. That's a mark of a friend. You know, we got to judge. Just be a comforter. You know, you left me, came back. So
I could say, if I really was to tell you that, Reverend Lewis, you know, God sent me over there. I really didn't know why I was going over there, but, you know, God spoke to me at nighttime. He said, go ahead and see your friend. Go ahead and talk to him. Go ahead and try to cheer him up, but don't cut him down. don't cut him down. I mean, you know, sometimes, you know, God knows what's in your heart, and he'll send you on a mission to do what he tells you to do. You know, and I came a whole lot of time, like, man, why did I come over? You know, everybody else is, you know, alienating themselves away from Jody, and everybody talking about it. You know, we all started being friends together, and then all of a sudden, everybody started cutting back from me just because she started falling short. But I didn't really believe that. Exactly, God, you know, knew what was my spirit was about. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's what I'm saying, too. God put like spirits, people together because he knows it's God. God puts a seed in you a long time ago. He put it in you through your mom, dad, and the seed for you to do it right now was basically in you. But it
hey,
has
man,
to be
brother,
watered.
Brother Daniel, we got to get out of here, brother. Our time is drawing short. You know, I try
Amen.
To be obedient, man. You know, just to be obedient to the God. That's a blessing of being obedient. Man, we're going to do this next week, man. We're going to look forward to some more great guests, some more great topics, and we encourage everyone to call in, be a part of what we're doing. All the guests that's on the line today, thank you for listening in. We see some of you wanted to say some things and some of you just wanted to listen in. Thank you for your support either way. And tell someone about this program. You can go back and listen to it. Its entirety. We archived and we have a whole host. We have over 500 shows, brother, that we archived. And we never came on again. We could run archive for 3 years. Ain't that something? I said, wow, God, I didn't even know. And it, you know, when I first started doing this, man, it looked like it was too great. And God said, don't worry about it. He just said, get up. And I get up and God do the programming and the arranging. And so thank you, guests.
Yeah.
Thank you, Minister Johnson, for being on here. You're truly a friend. I'm looking forward to having you on here again. Brother Daniel, God bless you. You're my co-host, man. And you come on here and you share. You make some good observation and ask some poignant questions. I could never do it without you. Thank you, all the callers, the ones
yeah,
that come
bring,
on.
Bring Brother Eric
and
back.
Some of the new
bring
ones.
Bring Brother Eric back, man. Bring Brother
oh, yeah,
Eric
we gotta
back.
Bring, we got to bring Brother
Eric
back.
We're going to
bring in.
Dramatic speak about finance.
Yeah, yeah.
Finance.
We're going to bring in all our guests for our program.
A lot of people need to know about finance.
Yes, mm-hmm. We're going to bring
all
them right. all in that share with their gift and encourage our men and women to come on out and be a part of what we're doing. Before we get out of here, we'll never leave this setting without going before God and thanking him for what he's doing. We thanking God for the doors that have been opened, for the life that has been changed. We say help change a life, but do you really know what that's about? Are you willing to invest in someone's life? Sometimes it gets stressful. Sometimes you just don't know the outcome, but guess what? It's not for you to know. Just do what your father do. We're a servant. And sometimes a servant don't know what his master's doing, but he's been obedient to the call. Thank you for being a servant of a most high God. Precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this time. Dear Lord, we thank you for the guests that came on this morning. Dear Lord, the guests that make themselves available, dear Lord, to be used by you. We thank you for Pastor Karen, dear Lord, with the International Street Ministry. Dear Lord, how you have touched her heart many years ago, dear Lord, and allowed and put a burning desire in her, dear Lord, that she to reach out and touch those men and women, dear Lord, that have seemed to be left out, dear Lord, but yet you were able to use. And we thank you, dear Lord, how you'll continually to bless that ministry, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we thank you for Minister Johnson. He's coming on and he's sharing what does says the Lord, encouraging us to be strong in the Lord. Thank you for Brother Daniel, dear Lord, a great co-host, dear Lord. Watch over him and his family. Dear Lord, our God, as we get ready to get out of here, dear Lord, we ask you to watch over us, keep us safe, let us be a blessing to someone, and let someone be a blessing to us. Dear Lord, we pray for our souls that listen to this program today, dear Lord, that their life will truly be changed, and they too can say, let me help change a life in Jesus' name. James 3:20 states that him that lets a sinner know the errors of his ways, that saves a soul from death and cover a multitude of sin. Thank you, dear Lord, for speaking words of encouragement through this program. We pray these in the mighty name of Jesus, which is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God bless you. Enjoy your day in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.